part of the negotiations on the formation of a new government are just starting this week. The independent regional group of TDs are coming together and going into those Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael negotiators for the very first time over the next 48 hours. And I am making a very straightforward appeal to the independent TDs in our constituency here of Midlands West, North West, to come up up front at the very start of these negotiations with the government and make it clear that they will not take part in any new government unless the administration makes their opposition to the Mercosur deal very clear at the outset. We cannot have a situation whereby Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil renege on their views. And I say renege because they already outlined opposition to Mercosur throughout the election campaign back in June. They made it clear they would not support the Mercosur deal. Yet there have been indications in recent weeks, particularly by Peter Burke, the trade minister, that they're having a second look at the agreement. This is unacceptable to Irish farmers, particularly the beef farmers. The poultry sectors are going to lose over 60, 100 million in this process if the deal goes ahead. So I'm calling on the three independent TDs, Sean Kenny, Kevin Box and Warren, and Marion Harkin in the Northwest, to make it clear that they will not negotiate on any future government deal unless Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael make their opposition to the Mercosur deal clear firstly.
And farmers already feel that they are always forgotten, but this is such a huge issue that they do need somebody to speak up for them now, and particularly, as you mentioned there, through these government formation talks, that they have a voice in this.
Yeah, and I think this is why I think the three independent TDs I'm talking about will understand how serious this is for farmers in their own area. You know, Marion Harkin will know from the Donegal area about the decline of the suckler herd that's already happened. We've seen huge demise of numbers already in the beef sector, simply because the margins are getting tighter and it's getting tougher for farmers to make a living from it. Yet here we have a proposal from Europe to the Commission of European Union to come forward and actually allow in another 100,000 tonnes of beef from South America to effectively take our markets, to replace our farmers in the markets. So it's totally unacceptable. Marion Harkin knows this. Sean Kenny is from a regional part, a very rural part of the country with farming very important. Kevin Boxamore in the Midlands knows this as well. And I think they'll have to be reminded, but I think they will take this seriously. And I think they will outline and should outline their opposition to Mercosur on day one of these negotiations. Let's not waste 3 weeks talking about a deal with the government that's going to stab farmers in the back by proceeding and agreeing to Mercosur.